This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The Sikkim government has decided to replace its large 23-seater Mi-172 helicopter provided by Sky One Airways Private Limited with a smaller 10-seater aircraft from some other aviation agency. The government has cited poor passenger response, high operational costs and limited landing access as the main reasons behind the proposed replacement. Additional Chief Secretary C.S. Rao explained that the service with this model was introduced on 6th March 2024, hoping that it was an all-weather aircraft, but the operational experience proved otherwise. The government assumed the service would attract a sufficient number of tourists, passengers commuting from Siliguri to Bagdogra and vis-a-vis, but in reality, the response was remarkably poor, maybe 6 to 7 passengers per shift for its exorbitant fare. The Sikkim government is in the process of selecting a smaller 10-seater air helicopter, expected to be more economical and practical for the state's terrain and weather. The Ministry of Home Affairs has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rain, thunderstorms, lightning, squalls in Assam and Meghalaya for 2 days, including today. An orange alert was also issued for tomorrow. In a statement, the Assam State Disaster Management Authority said that the weather pattern indicated heavy to very heavy rainfall in isolated areas across various districts over the next 2 to 3 days, potentially exacerbating waterlogging, impeding vehicular movement, and increasing the risk of localized landslides in vulnerable regions. Residents are advised to take necessary precautions and remain vigilant, and those in vulnerable areas are further advised to keep adequate stock of essential items such as medicines, candles, etc. The contact numbers 0361-1070, 0361-1079 and 0361-112. And DDMA 0361-1077 have been provided for assistance. Mizoram Gamar says called an urgent need to adopt innovative strategies to combat urban congestion. The governor held a crucial meeting with officials of Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, National Highways Logistics Management Limited, and the State Urban Development and Poverty Alleviation Department to discuss about tapping potential ropeway projects in the state to improve connectivity under the center's ambitious National Ropeways Development Program. Parvatmala Pariyojana. During the meeting, he emphasized the importance of advancing initiatives for urban decongestion. State Urban Development and Poverty Alleviation Secretary Lalmohan Soma Pachao had an insightful PowerPoint presentation outlining the comprehensive mobility plan spanning 280 square kilometers aimed at decongesting Aizawl city. In a significant move towards inclusive digital governance, the Digital India Bhashini Division and the Mizoram government have signed a landmark memorandum of understanding to promote multilingual governance and empower the Mizo community through language technology in the native tongue. With this strategic partnership, Mizoram is set to adopt Bhashini's innovative platform, reaffirming its commitment to preserving the state's linguistic heritage while ensuring digital access and participation for all citizens. The MOU signing ceremony took place at the Meiti office, CGO Complex, New Delhi, yesterday. This MOU marks a major milestone in Mizoram's efforts to promote native language access in governance, preserve regional languages, and empower tribal communities through digital inclusion. The body of flight attendant Lamnuthem Singhkon from Manipur is being flown today and will be laid to rest in Kangpokpi district tomorrow. The body is being transported via Nagaland and the aircraft is scheduled to land at Dimapur Airport at 1 p.m. today. The 26-year-old's remains were released to her family yesterday after the DNA confirmation with her brother. Meanwhile, the body of another flight attendant from Manipur and Singhson's colleague, Kong Brelathpam Ganthoi Sharma, is awaiting a DNA match in Ahmedabad. In Meghalaya, the 33rd Foundation Day of South Garo Hills District was commemorated in Baghmara yesterday. The event was attended by Chief Minister Conrad Sangma, along with other ministers, MLAs and CM of GHADC. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.